Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from trumpeter, multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, composer, producer, arranger, essayist, and social activist of Black American music. That was Nicholas Payton with the cut off his new project called Smoke Sessions. That was the song Cue for Quincy Jones. The album has its roots in Payton's love of Miles Davis's 1966 album, Four and More. He got two legendary musicians to play on this project, bassist Ron Carter and special guest saxophonist George Coleman. This Grammy Award-winning native of New Orleans is also a very active writer who deals very openly and raw with life in this here America. He has always honored the tradition of what he terms postmodern New Orleans music, as well as the spirit of Black American music, of which he states there are no fields per se. There are lineages. We caught up with him recently here at the show, and he described who he is now and beyond.
I'm on a path and a mission to grow and to challenge myself to do things that I didn't think were possible for me to do. And the moment I can't do that anymore is the moment I cease to be alive. So I'm not even the same person I was a week ago, you know, so much less a month or a year or years ago.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the pulse of jazz, along with New Orleans and New York City, with joints like the Green Lady Lounge and cats like Stan Kessler, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you one fine hour on this last episode of Neon Jazz for 2021 as we complete 10 full years on the air. As we get into jazz pianist, composer, arranger, bandleader, and teacher Marcus Roberts with the tune E. Dankworth, Marcus is someone Nicholas played with over the years. And as we get into the music, listen to Nicholas talk about what he's learned from the elders over the years.
The biggest thing is exactly that, that it's a continuum and that we pass on what we learned from our elders. That's how the music stays alive. And to be a part of such a lineage is an important mantle to take up, which is why I've been such a vocal champion of doing my part to try to protect the music and the culture so that the ideals and the very fundamental principles remain intact.
Thank you.
This is Charlie Ballantyne from Indianapolis. I'm a jazz guitar player, and you're listening to my music, my newest album on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Is a modern star on the guitar, Charlie Ballantyne, with the tune Raise 4 off his latest 2021 CD, Reflections, Introspection, the music of Thelonious Monk. And we had to talk with him about covering Monk and making this album, and this is what he had to say.
I wanted to really pursue some music that had always terrified me, you know, composers like Monk or Wayne Shorter, or, you know, just things that I'd always avoided. Really digging into in the past, and I sat there with a baby on the ground on a blanket, just learning monk tunes for 8 months, and it really was like it was a horrible time in the world, but it was like a really, really beautiful time in my life.
After he graduated from the Jacobs School of Music under the direction of David Baker, he relocated to Indianapolis and quickly developed a name for himself with a string of high-energy performances at clubs out there like the Jazz Kitchen and the Chatterbox Jazz Club. This next cat right out of New Orleans is record producer, performing artist, author, and marathon runner trainer, Mr. Don Paul. His blend of music and poetry is mesmerizing. And on top of that, he's one of the coolest cats alive on this planet of ours. He does quite a bit of relief work in Haiti, and he told us something that's interesting.
But I'm reminded of a remark from Haiti, from a documentary called I Am Haiti. You know, Haiti has the least incidence of suicide of any nation in the Western Hemisphere. And one person responds, "We don't have time for suicide."
As we get into the song, If I Could Hold the Thought of You, off the CD Women and Music, Meld No. 2, circa 2021, he also had some encouraging words of wisdom, well accepted on this last show of 2021, as we look into the future known as 2022.
Every day there's something to do, and there are many good people to do it with.
If I could hold the thought of you, I would know just what to do. I would gather at the breaks. I would know the bridge's shapes. If I could see into your heart, I would treat it as an art. If I could see you as a child, I would know wounds and the wild, and we could wander, we could wind, we could kiss and be kind, we could lay each other down, we could meet at gates of dawn. If I could hold the thought of you, I would know just what to do. I would gather at the breaks. I would know the bridge's shapes. If I could hold you when we're old, I could see what cups we fold. If I could see what you have shown, I would know the end of a long, long road. And we would wander, we would wind, we would kiss and be kind, we would lay each other down, we would meet at gates of dawn.
Talking with Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz has been a gas. This is Don Paul in New Orleans, and looking forward to more.
That was the dynamic combo of pianist composer Chuck Lamb and bassist composer Peter Mack with the song Peter's Song off the new 2021 recording called Exit 33. And when I caught up with both of them to discuss this album and their history, this is what they had to say.
I remember getting together with Peter at his house when we were talking about this project, and we just did the first tune. The chemistry factor is like, man, I wish we had the record button on from the first note that we played when we started to hang, because there was something there.
Peter has been a mainstay on the central New York scene for the past four decades as one of the region's most beloved bassists and veteran jazzmen. On the other hand, Chuck has been with the Brubeck Brothers Quartet for 14 years and performed with the quartet or his own groups in numerous renowned venues all over the globe. From a very daring and open documentation of her first 4 years in New York, this is Jihee Lee's orchestra with Darcy James Argue with the song I Dare You off their 2021 project, Daring Mime. Another example of why the world of jazz was so sparkling in this pandemic year that has definitely flown by. We'll be right back.
Beth McKenna, saxophonist from Montreal, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Montreal-based composer and saxophonist Beth McKenna with the song Intro off her 2021 CD, Spaces Beyond Here. She has always had a unique approach to writing, and you can feel it in her music. And we caught up with her to talk about her life, and she had some profound thoughts like this.
It's kind of the whole gender thing in jazz by, you know, oh yeah, women aren't as good as men, and that sometimes happens as well, or just that somehow the industry associates physicality with ability to play music. And I've been really an advocate for beating that down and not listening to that and proving that, yes, women in jazz are just as good as men. Yes, we have talent. And yes, we have our own voice.
Off the debut 2021 album Of This World, featuring jazz piano and harmonica legend Howard Levy and drummer percussionist Colin Nordine and even guitarist bassist Andrew Cole, this is the song Dreamscapes from the Happy Time Orchestra. And as we get into it, Colin spoke to the show and glowed about performing music live.
I couldn't see myself doing anything else. And when you wake up every morning and you say, okay, I get out my notes or whatever I'm working on or whoever I'm teaching for the day or whatever shows I come up, I really do love performing also.
Thank you. This is pianist Alex Brown. Make sure to listen to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz in Kansas City. Thank you.
That was pianist and composer Alex Brown with the song Before It Begins off his 2021 CD, The Dark Fire Sessions. We talked to him recently about his new project, and he was pretty impassioned about it.
And I hope people do like it, because I really did pour my heart and soul into it, and clearly we took our time to really try to get it exactly how we wanted it to sound, rather than just trying to rush it out or something like that.
He is one busy cat, and in 2019, he was the pianist and trumper on Brian Lynch's Grammy Award-winning album, The Omni-American Book Club, and he collaborates all over the jazz world with cats like Warren Wolf and Christian McBride. From a legend and a 14-time Grammy Award-winning cat, Paquito de Rivera, here's his take on Stella by Starlight off the 2018 CD, En Finlandia. We'll be right back.
My name is Angel Roman, and you are listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Radio, Kansas City.
That was the Milwaukee-born bassist and composer Angel Roman, joined by his Mamba Blue with the song Dreaming in Bamba off his latest 2021 CD, Festive Interplay. And as we groom and cue up our final track for this final show of 2021, here's McCoy Tyner with Berliner off his 1985 CD, Just Feelin', and that's the way it's been around here on the planet this year and even in 2020. And this happened to be a story from Angel about his first show that he ever witnessed with McCoy. Have a listen.
My first exposure to a bona fide jazz concert was with McCoy Tyner, Dave Holland, and Jack DeJohnette. That was right out of high school, and it actually was the first semester of conservatory in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It was just so over my head. It was like... It sounded like atonal music to me. I just had no reference point.
And with that, a very heartfelt thanks for listening to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat I was fortunate to see for some time in 2021 and look forward to much more in 2022. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
So, we're always here. Reach out. Let us know what's up. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Thanks for being around all year long. And this show commemorates 10 years with Neon Jazz. We will see all of you in 2022. And please enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.